It's better over here.
Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
Have you ever wondered what it's like to experience something paranormal, supernatural, or unexplainable? Join host Jack Wagner on the podcast Otherworld as he explores spine-chilling real stories shared by everyday people who have experienced something unexplainable. Listen each week for first-person testimony from people who have come face-to-face with something that can't just be explained away. Listen and follow Otherworld, an Odyssey podcast, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Come back with me, Tommy.
Where are we going, Pat?
The Halloweens of our youth.
Oh, yeah.
Greatest night of the year.
Mm-hmm.
With your friends, free candy, wearing the kind of costume that may be a permanent thing of the past.
Mm-hmm.
Because for folks over a certain age, you weren't taking a trip to Party City or Spirit Halloween to see what you wanted to dress
didn't
up
as. Exist.
Yeah. You went on a trip with this person mm-hmm. to Joann Fabric.
Yep.
A person that maybe isn't a part of this tradition anymore.
Where's she gone?
You're hanging out in the break room. It's just Classic Rock, 96.5 WCMF. So we're off the air the other day.
Yeah.
And we're talking about Halloween costumes for kids. Mm-hmm. And Kimmy, you brought up a great question.
Yeah, because I was thinking that like a lot of kids' costumes when we were really little like were made by grandma.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And I was thinking of like the grandmas I know now, and I don't know.
The modern day grandmas. The cabal of grandmas.
And I don't know, I guess, how many of them are doing custom costumes anymore.
Oh, I know. Zilch.
Okay, you don't know any... Okay.
I guess I just haven't seen a custom costume in a long time either, on top of that.
Well, but again, how would you know? How close are you looking at kids' costumes?
And if I have friends all over social media, my friends post their kids in their costumes.
Hey, where'd that costume come from?
I mean, you can definitely tell the quality of a homemade costume versus, you know, one that was purchased at the store.
All right, the phone number is 252-WCMF, 252-9263. Is the grandma homemade costume still happening? Did you have grandma homemade costumes?
So my mother actually made them.
Okay.
But, you know, she's from that generation where she had that skill.
What was the best mom costume that was made for you? How do you not
I think it was a Batman thing.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
Because Batman had just come on TV.
So can't be Batman.
Yeah. And then I did G.I. Joe 1 year.
Wow. That must have been.
Proud to serve.
Like my grandmother, my mother's mother was amazing.
Yeah. She had a great skill for, hand sewing.
Yes. Like intricate Hollywood style costumes. Yeah. And they always match my brother and I. She would make them for my brother and I. We did Batman and Robin. We did Mario and Luigi. We were Ghostbusters. We were Ninja Turtles. And like you said,
but the quality was amazing.
Yeah.
Sure.
Showed her a picture and she created
it. Yes. Yes. She sewed them by hand. And by the way, those things still existed when I moved out when I was 18. Like those costumes.
They held up.
Yeah. And I would wear them to play in when I was a kid. It was amazing. 252-WCMF, 252-9263. You don't believe this is happening anymore.
I mean, it's a skill you got to really work at. I mean, to pick up sewing, to have that kind of talent, you'd have to do it constantly.
So you're saying,
and I don't think most women have the time or the desire when I could go to Target and buy it.
Okay.
I mean,
Target, Amazon. It's so easy. It gets delivered to your door.
When are you going to start taking up the skill of sewing? And who's, by the way, who's going to teach you?
Well, even if you do learn it, because I do remember like learning how to do that in school using a sewing machine and stuff. But to your point, like if you're not continuously using it, you kind of forget how to do it over time.
Like think how many man hours or grandma hours went into making one of those costumes.
Yeah.
I just thought like my grandma just went into the room for an hour, whipped it up and came out.
And that's how good she was. She made it look easy. I mean, women today don't want to do that. They want to grind their ass on TikTok.
What?
Come on, ladies. Your grandmother wasn't, you know, grinding crack on the internet.
Grinding crack on the internet.
Put that a t-shirt. Okay. Your grandmother wasn't grinding crack.
She was at church on Sunday.
Grinding crack over there. Okay, if we were having this discussion 5 years ago, mm-hmm. I would agree with you. Not the grandma grinding.
So you're saying someone's coming back.
Look, we learned during the pandemic that it came back. And if you walk into places like Joanne Fabric, Michael's, Hobby Lobby, they are slammed with younger people. I know because my daughters are some of them. Crafting has made a massive
resurgence. Okay, crafting is one thing. Sewing is hard. Gluing little glitter things on a pasteboard ain't
sewing. Gluing little glitter things.
Hey, you know, stickers and beads ain't sewing.
When you walk into Hobby Lobby.
Stickers and beads ain't sewing?
It's my favorite Ribs Arkansas song.
Stickers and beads ain't sewing. Your grandma's on TikTok and she's hoeing. She don't sew, she's a hoe.
Oh, for God's sakes. When you walk into those craft stores, they have massive displays of modern sewing machines again. Oh. Like, they'll be like some of the bigger ones have like 10 of them on display, and they have it all out for you to explain. Look, somebody has to be buying this stuff, right?
But are they applying it?
You could be right.
It could be the way the treadmill, that you're into it for a month.
You could, I mean, there could also be the ease of, like, if I don't know what I'm doing, learning how to do it through things like TikTok and YouTube, and you know
when
what I mean?
Through all the grandmas grinding their cracks.
I think the beauty of those DIY TikTok videos is they're showing it to you step by step quickly, so it may seem maybe easier than it is. So you, even if you try it and fail, I think there may be more people at least attempting to do it themselves.
Okay, but like the people that are getting back into the sewing and that stuff, right? Like what generation is it? Is it older women that now have time again? Is it moms of kids? If it's Gen Z women who are interested in it, which is also possible, well, they wouldn't have anyone to make a costume for if they're in their like teens
or 20s.
Yeah, who
are they sewing for in general?
Exactly. Right? So that would wipe out the homemade costumes. Mm. And you're right. They're a bitch to make. But what made grandma perfect back in the day, and this might be the biggest change, and he kind of touched on this.
What's that?
Grandma was probably a stay-at-home mom. Mm-hmm. And even if she wasn't, there was a decent chance she was retired. So they literally had all day, every day to do it.
And she probably made some of her own actual clothes that she wore on a daily basis.
My grandma didn't make her own clothes.
Yeah. My mother did.
Yeah, but your mother was busted hoe.
Mama was a busted hoe, but man, that bitch could sew.
That's your mom. What you were saying? I'm sorry.
I don't know. I think women of that generation learned how to sew because they were taught by women that did it out of necessity.
That's a good call.
Like the great grandmothers and stuff. Mm-hmm. That's how they got their clothes.
That's a good call. But I mean, it is weird how all of a sudden that fell off for a generation of women.
Well, it became obsolete.
Yeah, my mom was way too busy to do anything like that.
I guess you can make the same argument, like, if we're going to talk gender-wise, right? Like, hunting happened with the same thing in that generation, right? Like, you know, my grandma and my dad, people of that age, a lot of hunters from around here.
Hunting, right? Fishing.
Yeah. Well, there's a lot fewer hunters and
fighting,
a lot fewer sewers. Is that your mom or your grandma? 252-WCMF, 252-9263. With Halloween right around the corner, Kimmy asked in a commercial break the other day, we're talking about where kids get their costumes, are grandmas still making costumes? The grandma costume was the greatest costume of all time. You know, the funny thing about this, again, to something you just said, we have these great memories of the costumes that our grandma made us.
Yeah.
We also have only horrific memories of the everyday clothes the women in our lives made us.
Oh.
You talk about your mother in the sweaters, Tommy, she used to make you.
Yes, right? They were hideous. Great quality. She had no eye for color or, you know, schemes.
And you said you left it in the car. Did you say color or schemes, you bitch ass bitch?
I'm telling you, man.
What are you editing?
The colors didn't
Vogue
go.
Now?
It's not his aesthetic.
True that.
No one has ever gotten a handmade piece of everyday clothing from a family member that they made that they were excited to wear.
I don't remember the last time I even got something like that where somebody made it from scratch.
So your grandmother never made you a sweater or a
shirt?
Well,
I will say, so my brother's mother-in-law, she can make stuff. Like, if you ask her to make you something, like, I know she does, like, a bunch of, like, Buffalo Bills stuff. Like, she made you guys your vests.
They're great. Yeah. Super warm, by the way.
But, like, she's one of the more unique people in that, like, she can tailor stuff. Like, I don't know any other person that does that in my life personally.
So wait, if your brother has kids, he's got free costumes for life.
He does.
Get to making kids, stupid. You know, it does come with the territory, though, right? Like, if you wanted that amazing costume, mm-hmm. like, even as a kid, you understood you had to bite the bullet and wear a super ugly shirt or a pair of corduroy pants or a hat. Why were the winter hats always way too big?
Well, they were extra warm, I guess, you know?
No, but, like, my grandmother would make me these winter hats. It's like,
probably
sewn...
had, like, three different linings in it.
Kimmy, like, it was this tall. It was this tall. Yeah. I look like a member of the water buffaloes.
So I got a question. So what would be like for your daughters, what would be a costume they would want now compared to like me? It was like cowboy, Indian, G.I. Joe.
Well, so now my daughters are at the age where they're dressing just like as a thing like that goes with their friends. Although my youngest is going to be the Lorax this year.
So what is that?
The Lorax.
What's a Lorax?
You don't remember the Dr. Seuss book,
the Lorax? Character.
He cares for the trees.
I hated Dr. Seuss, man.
It was. I assume those were the only books you could read due to your illiteracy.
I wasn't reading. I went to wasting my youth on a book.
I'm the Lorax. I speak for the trees. You don't know the Lorax?
So what does it look like?
It's like short and orange. It's got like this long yellow mustache and bushy eyebrows.
So wait, they're into like old ass Dr. Seuss?
Well, they kind of like redid it.
Didn't
probably when your kids were little.
For malpractice? No, I thought he got busted in L.A. for running some illegal stuff.
I can't even look you in the face.
Sunset Stripper.
Will not look you in the eyes.
Well, I'm like, so here's my question.
Yes.
Are the costumes now also so more intricate now, what the kids are into, than the base stuff I was into as a kid?
Oh, no. I think like when it comes
like
to
it might be really detailed where like, a woman, like I can't make that.
No, I think it's the opposite. Like, bro, again, like I remember back to my grandmother, and maybe my grandmother was just the greatest sewer of all time.
She could be.
Every little detail was taken care of. Let me tell you a story. Can I tell you a story?
Oh, I love a good story.
Okay. So I was Batman in first grade, and she made me, it was a full jumpsuit. And then it was a separate piece that went over my head that had like the thingy, and it was also like, it was movie quality. I had my separate cape, and then she was so smart. Because it was a onesie, she put a hole in the genital area.
For your dog.
To slide my little...
I know what a little penis looks like, man. I had one.
Wait, I'm really glad.
Yeah,
you realize what you said?
I am familiar with penises. I've had one since birth.
What I'm getting at is they also came with bat briefs. So it was like little black pair of underwear that I could pull up.
Oh, so you wouldn't see through.
Exactly. Yeah, yeah. Well, I left my bat briefs on the school bus on the way home on Halloween. So
why did you have them off?
You didn't know what our bus was like in first grade.
Wait, so you were going so you could see everything through it?
What? No, it was just like a, yeah, I guess.
Like, why didn't you go to school with them on?
I must have forgotten. I don't know. I don't know because I don't know. I don't know
Wait,
why
so you had to pull the leotard off and get your britches off and then put the outfit back on?
Yes.
You would have had to be fully nude.
At some point, you would have to be bare ass in school.
Well, no, I had underpants on.
No, but you took those off.
I don't know what happened. I don't know why it happened.
All right, so now you're coming home, and now you're going commando as Batman.
I am Batman briefless in my thing, and I just remember my dad losing his mind, having to drive to the bus garage to pick up my tiny little Batman underwear.
Oh, you had to go get them?
Yeah, because I left them on the bus. I couldn't go trick-or-treat with my dong hanging out.
I would have just put on regular underwear.
No, because I don't want to look stupid.
It's got to match.
But I'm saying,
yeah,
no.
That would look stupid on a pudgy kid.
I was skinny at that point.
Were you really?
Yeah.
Oh, I didn't really. When did you start blowing up?
About third grade, because I remember I had a. Remember when we had mealworms, Kimmy, that we would take care of in class?
Yeah. Ugh, isn't that gross?
Yeah. The mealworm, it climbed up my shirt without me realizing it, and I had to take my shirt off to shake it out.
Why did you take them out?
Well, I don't know. It was on the desk, and I had to take my shirt off to shake it out, and one of the kids in school was like, "What? Ew!" And that was the moment I realized I was fat.
Right.
But what I'm getting at is, no, I think that the intricacy of costumes was way harder back then than it is now.
Oh. Dude, my stuff was all base. Like, every kid was like, there'd be like 10 Indians, 10 cowboys.
But I mean, you didn't, but that wasn't also an intricate costume, right? Like, you know, like.
Yeah, I mean, parts of it were,
Okay. Now, look, the best part of grandma costume for the parents, besides the high quality and the memories that you're making and the appreciation that you'll eventually grow up and have for that talent, the money that you save, man. Because kids' costumes have gotten so freaking expensive.
Are they really bone you?
And they don't come with anything.
Every accessory. You have to buy every accessory. Yes.
Mm. Like, it may look cool in the picture, but you're only getting, like, the pants. You know what I mean?
She's absolutely right. Like, every kid, to your point, like, if they want something to look like the full costume, you're going to spend an extra $40 to $60.
That wand is about 10 bucks minimum.
It's nuts. And by the way, you have the choice to get the busted non-licensed wand or, like, the from-the-movie or TV show licensed wand.
Like the Harry Potter thing?
Yeah.
Well, yeah, whatever it is.
Whatever it is.
Whatever the accessory is. Like, I'm not exaggerating. Every grandma costume can save you anywhere from $30 to $100 per kid. And, like, I grew up with a brother and two sisters. Like, my old man should have been able to fix the hole in the roof just with the money he saved on Halloween costumes.
Yeah, sure.
I mean, ladies, if you're listening,
get sewing.
Come on, like you know, it's a
get
great...
your grandma skills going.
Well, I guess guys could sew too.
I mean, you bring that up.
We did dude sewing.
We did get a
one shoulders off from the other one.
We did get a message from Joe who said, I think we're forgetting that the last few generations have gotten more into cosplay or LARPing, so they may be making their own costumes.
Oh, I thought they bought that stuff.
Do you know what she just said?
Yeah, it's when you go to those stupid conventions dressed like a jerk.
I'm just making sure.
And I'm talking about the NFL.
No, that's a great call. You're right.
I mean, like, I thought they bought those costumes too.
I don't know. Maybe there are a lot of people making their own stuff. Right. Like, I mean, look at how big like those Comic-Con conventions are. I wonder how many of those are homemade costumes.
That would explain why the Michaels and the Hobby Lobby right down the street from RIT
booming
has so many sewing machines for sale. All right, so yeah, I mean, look, ladies,
get to it.
Get sewing and get back in the kitchen. Where you going? She told me take me somewhere I've never been. I took her to the kitchen. Ah, come on, let's take a break.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Have you ever wondered what it's like to experience something paranormal, supernatural, or unexplainable? Join host Jack Wagner on the podcast Otherworld as he explores spine-chilling real stories shared by everyday people who have experienced something unexplainable. Listen each week for first-person testimony from people who have come face-to-face with something that can't just be explained away. Listen and follow Otherworld, an Odyssey podcast, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts. It's better
over here. Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on a required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
If your day sounds like...
We need the report ASAP.
You deserve Modelo. If you've persevered through... You deserve this rich golden lager with a crisp but refreshing taste. Or if you overcame.
Two more.
You deserve this ice cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly, beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
If you're watching the live stream,
I almost gave myself whiplash.
That was the greatest video of all time. Tommy just tried to take his headphones off and hit himself in his giant head.
Like I caught my ear.
People change jobs all the time. Mm. And it's not even crazy to completely change careers and do something totally different. The state is stepping in to offer money to folks who have decided this is a career they now want to try.
All right.
But the idea that someone who doesn't have experience in this realm would want to try it is strange. Because if you're not born into this, how the hell would you even know where to start?
Sounds tough.
It's very tough.
Sounds like the toughest.
It may be.
All right.
You're hanging out in the break room, Rochester's Classic Rock, 96.5 WCMF. The state of New York has announced they are putting aside money for what they are calling beginning farmers.
Or you too can lose a thumb. They're beginning farmers?
Well, here's the thing.
Don't they have that with like in high school with the
4-H? But normally it's kids who grow up on a farm.
Oh, true.
4-H.
Yeah.
So the state has an issue.
Right.
The average farmer in the state of New York is 56 years old.
Mm-hmm.
And of the 57,500 farmers we have here, only around...
Wait, how many farmers do we have?
57,500. Makes sense. There's a ton. Outside of New York, Rochester, Buffalo, and Syracuse, it's all farmland.
Think of how many you pass if you're driving down the thruway. You know what I mean?
Look, you're being one of those people from, like, Iowa. Wait, there's farms in New York? But of those 57,000 some odd farmers, only 6,000 are under the age of 34.
So it's they're aging out.
You got it. So the state is offering funding for people who want to get into agriculture. And that makes sense from a we need people standpoint.
Okay.
It doesn't make sense to decide one day with no background in farming that now I want to try and make a living.
I want to do backbreaking work 7 days a week.
Phone number is 252-WCMF, 252-9263. Does this actually happen?
It can't work.
Like people so unfamiliar with the world of farming that they just jump into it.
It doesn't make any sense.
Well, but I guess...
Okay, so let's say... Okay, so let's say one of your girls wants to go into farm.
Sure.
Okay, so let's say she studies farming. She'd also have to go buy a farm and start farming it.
Or work on a farm.
Okay, but you still have to build up enough money to become... owning and running a farm.
Which is where the state offering money would come in.
Bro, they ain't offering you squat for farming equipment.
Tell me.
Those combines that cost as much as a Lamborghini.
Look, man, I am also...
And you need like four of them, and you need people to operate them.
I am also skeptical of this, but can we admit that we don't know how this works?
It looks impossible.
Can we talk it out before we decide this is the worst idea you've ever heard?
There's a reason why they started in the 1800s with this family doing this.
Okay, but it's not every farmer didn't start in the 1800s. There are farmers. Look, I know we don't know anybody that just became a farmer.
Right.
But here's the thing. We also don't live...
It's generational.
Yes, traditionally. But we also don't live near farms.
Hmm.
Right? Are there people that have never been a farmer that became a farmer? Yes.
I do know somebody that did this, and I don't know, but hold on, I don't know how successful they are at it, because he was a rich dude that retired and decided he wanted to go into farming, but he had a lot of bank.
I got you. I just want to recap real
quick. But that's very unique.
Understood. I just want to be clear here. I give you the situation in New York that farmers are aging up.
And then what I do.
I tell you that the state of New York is offering money for beginning farmers. I am with you that this sounds like a strange situation before you go off like a car alarm with absolutely no information. And then after you yell and kick and scream for 3 minutes unstopped, you then share with us you know someone who did this.
But I don't know if he's any good.
Oh, my God.
Because he never posts pictures of him actually farming.
Why would you? He's farming. It takes a lot of time.
No, but he posts pictures of like his dogs and stuff.
Okay. Look.
And by the way, you can't be soft.
Yeah.
You can't be running El Rancho Softo and think, what are you farming, donuts?
Well, maybe in Mexico it's cheaper, so you could run El Rancho Softo. Yeah, bro, there are...
You gotta be rugged.
Okay.
You gotta be a man.
Or a woman.
You gotta be a rugged woman.
I agree with you that farming is hard, and I don't want any part of it, but there are other jobs where you also have to be tough, right?
Like,
don't sit here and be like, if you can't do blah, blah, blah.
But I think farming is the most dangerous job to do in America. Like, I think they lead the league in, like, accidents and death.
Okay, I have...
And they bury you in the field, and they have to turn your ass over every spring.
Did you learn that from your friend who went into farming?
Yes.
That you shared after you went off?
I haven't heard from him in a while.
All right, 252-WCMF, 252-9263. I'm sick of hearing your voice.
And you know what you need, too?
What's that?
You need farm hands. And most of us ain't got farm hands.
I got farm hands, bro.
You ain't got no farm hands.
Look at these calluses. Look at these calluses.
Go shake the hands of an Amish man. It's like a baseball glove.
I got farm hands.
Bro, you do not.
You have kettlebell hands.
Thank you.
Yeah, which ain't farming.
Russian farm hands.
Throwing a little bell around your head.
I'll grow
I could be a farmer.
252-WCMF. We're talking about how the state of New York seeing numbers that farmers are aging out. Again, we have 57,000 some odd farmers in New York State. Only 6,000 are under 34. The average age of a farmer right now, mid-50s. So they are offering money to young people that want, well, people that want to get into farming, right?
Agriculture.
And it sounds like an impossible task. And here's the thing. I was on the side of, why are they doing this, until you started talking like an idiot. How do you make me change my opinion just because I hate you? Kimmy, does this sound too insane to work?
I mean, you got to try something, right? I don't see... If you're somebody that maybe thought you were interested but didn't even know how to go about it, this would help kickstart that for people, right?
If you don't do it, we starve. As the famous bumper sticker once said, no farms, no food.
That is true.
Let's talk to Jake. He's on CMF. Hey, Jake, how are you, buddy?
Hey, not bad. What's going on, fellas?
Yo.
So... listening to you guys talk about this agriculture program, you're spot on. There's no young people. There's no young people. Growing up, my dad just turned 60. I'm 27, you know, trying to take over. And, you know, there's no young people. There's no one to
remotely. You've grown up on a farm, Jake.
Yes, sir.
Okay.
This is Jake the farmer.
Don't call me sir, Jake. Don't make me
hate you. And I bet you his whole family works the farm.
So it's a family business?
Yes.
Okay. So, Jake, I'll ask you this question. Having grown up on a farm, watching your family do it, you trying to take over, it sounds like there's a lot of pressure on your shoulders and you're a little nervous about it. Would that be a correct assumption?
Yeah. When you break it down to brass tacks, you're handling a lot of money, and there's a lot of people that, you know, the whole world relies on you to feed them, but farmers in general.
Understood. All right. So, two-part question, Jake. One, is it feasible for the state to offer this money to encourage people that don't have farming families to get into farms? And second, if that doesn't work, what is the option? What do you do?
The state would have to hand out a lot of money. You know, you talked about the price of a combine. A new combine, you're over $500,000.
It's a Lamborghini. You need four of them.
Or more.
And you need to know how to run it, you idiot.
They have a manual.
I don't know if Emmanuel's coming in today.
I was.
He lost his thumb yesterday. Remember that?
They probably buried him alive in the farm. They keep flipping him over. It's weird.
And by the way, like at the whole, and don't forget these families. These whole families work these farms. His grandmother was working these farms.
I understand.
She was out there too.
How about we let Jake answer the question?
Jake was talking, and he just started talking
over
him.
How about we let Jake tell us if this isn't going to work? Granny
was on the track.
Solution is, Jake, I'm sorry.
Granny on the tractor.
Go ahead, buddy. I'm sorry.
Yeah, the state would have to hand out a lot of money, and there's a lot of stipulations that go along with it. I've looked into it, but you have to have everything in order. You have to have all your equipment costs, your land costs, your input, your output, what you plan on making. You know, there's a lot of things that go into it that the state doesn't necessarily see as far as fertilizer costs.
All right, so you see this as something that would be tough to do, what the state is trying to do here.
To a point, yeah. I mean, if the state wants to hand out money to people that want to become farmers, and you don't succeed within the first, well, being a farmer, you don't ever really succeed. There's always down years, but you know, there's always the big guy that'll come in and eat you right up. And most of the time, the farmers that get, you know, eaten up by the big guys, they usually become the farmhand because they're the most experienced people.
You only got two thumbs, so you can only do that for a little while. You know,
the one guy misses thumb.
Jake, you're going to do great, buddy. Don't worry about it. Everything's going to be okay.
Well, that'll solve it for you, Jake.
Yeah, I'm pretty fortunate because I go to my 9-to-5. I work at a farming dealership, so I kind of get the best of both worlds.
Okay. All right, well, that's great. Right. Well, Jake, you're going to do it, buddy. We believe in you. Hey, quick plug. What's the family farm called?
It's Lonely Lane Farm in Newark.
They're all alone out there.
Lonely Lane.
Oh. Yeah, they named it after the thumb because they're missing the one. He's got one lonely thumb left. Yeah. Jake, thanks for the call.
Yeah, it's just me, my dad, and my aunt.
Jake, thanks for the call, buddy. Have a good rest of the day.
Who's got a hardy enough aunt to do farming?
Oh, it's a family thing.
Man, my aunts ain't worth crap.
No, I knew.
You put her out on the field, she's going to have an orgasm on that tractor.
Maybe if your uncle would do his job a little bit better.
Man, my uncle ain't worth a crap either.
Okay, so you've been sitting here and yelling. Yelling with no information, which is what we are known for here on the show.
Yes.
So then I'll ask you this, smart guy, because you seem to know everything about everything. You kept going, ha, told you, even though he was not confirming what you said at
I
all.
I said this equipment is expensive.
Obviously, everything is expensive, stupid. If this doesn't work and you need farmers to pick up this mantle and run with it, what do you do?
He already explained it to you. He goes, these big operations are going to come in and it's going to be factory farming. So all these big food processing companies buy these farms and then they run them. And he said the guys that ran the farm now work for that processor.
But that's a problem.
But again, and you still need
I mean, it's a problem for the family farm, but the food still gets produced. Who gets the shaft is the farmer.
But the people working at them, some of those corporations are from family farms. So you still need farmers, no matter where they're working.
You're also not understanding.
That's when Emmanuel comes into play.
Okay, look at me in the
face. He's going to be out for another 2 weeks.
Walk through this with me.
Let's walk.
You said it's only.
Are we walking through the fields? Put shoes on.
You said these big factory farms buying these places out are only a problem for the families.
I mean, it screws the guy that owns the farm.
It screws all of us because these big corporations that come in, the things that keeps the price of produce low is the fact that you have so many families competing. When all of a sudden all of them get bought up, I don't know if you've looked at this country the last 100 years. Right. When somebody buys up a bunch of stuff, prices start to rise.
No, I think the prices go down.
Also, I don't know. I don't mean to sound like a psycho here, but I'd much rather trust Jake and his family give me something healthy off a farm than a corporation that's only worried about profits to shareholders. Sorry.
All right.
So, yeah, don't tell me it's not a problem for us. So when you sit here and go, sucks, just let the corporation. What is
the foods are going up anyway.
What has a billionaire ever done that would worry about putting a sweet potato in your stomach? Shut up. Like, look, you can take shots at the state of New York for some of their ideas, and maybe this one doesn't work, but at least they're trying.
Well, then get your kids off their ass and get them into farming if you want to eat.
Oh, my God. Oh, my God.
You got to do it. You need some tough kids.
Well, you're a mini farmer. Why don't you go out there and do a little something?
Whoa. They don't want my old ass.
No, they want you out there so they can put you in the field and turn you every other year. 25GWCMF. Normally, this man has the worst ideas of all time.
Oh.
Again, we're talking about this new idea from the state of New York. Because farmers are aging out, the average farmer age is 56 years old. Of the almost 60,000 farmers in New York, only around 6,000 are under the age of 34. They are offering money for what they're calling beginning farmers, folks that want to start farming as young people. This might be Ben's best idea ever.
Well, he's a farm kid.
He just looks like it. Hey, Ben, you're on CMF.
He also smells like a farm.
How you guys doing?
Good, buddy.
So why don't they make some stupid reality show of, like, keeping up with the farmers or something dumb like that? And then everybody will want to be farmers, and then some of these people will see, some of them will fail miserably. Like, what was it? When they made that show, I know it's not a reality show, but like when they made the show Yellowstone, how many people wanted to go move to Montana because
of
that
kill
show?
People? Well,
no, he's not wrong. Like, weren't people trying to like buy up ranches and stuff because of the show?
Yeah, exactly. Everybody wanted to go be ranchers or like that show Gold Rush. For a while, I wanted to go move to Alaska
we
and
all
be
did.
A gold miner.
Climb the highest mountain.
No, Ben, this might be Ben's best idea ever.
It does give those activities a pop, for sure.
All right, so exactly. Farm reality show.
State-funded farm reality show.
So I thought they already had one where the farmers are looking for wives.
Yeah, that's not quite the same thing.
Well, it's hoeing and hoeing.
Ben, great idea, buddy. Thank you for the call. I appreciate it.
Thanks, guys. Have a good weekend.
All right, so that'll be about another 3 months before Ben has a good idea again.
Ben wanted to be a gold miner.
That makes sense.
Yeah, he's built for that, too.
Gold!
Gold in them hills.
Nothing.
And if he doesn't hit for gold, he's got like 3 months worth of fat reserve to live off of.
Well, that was cruel.
I say it. I love the kid.
Me too.
Do you?
Yeah.
Let's take a break. Bills, Titans, 1 o'clock live right here on 96.5 WCMF. But it's so much more fun to watch the game.
Oh, yeah. Get out and about, man. Mingle.
Unless you're watching it with this guy. Tommy's going to be hanging out at the Bill Grace Taproom in Chi-Lai.
Mm-hmm.
Delicious food, fantastic drink, which is enough to override whatever the hell that is. Go watch a man in zip-up dingo boots pretend to enjoy football. Go hang out with Tommy at the Bill Grace Taproom in Chi-Lai Sunday, 1 o'clock, with your friends from 96.5 WCMF. You broke your winless streak last week.
Yeah.
With a super cool 1-for-4 week.
I'm about to go on a run here, bro.
Okay. Again, I will let the folks listening to the show know who do use Tommy's picks to gamble. Tommy admitted this morning he does not know a single player. On the Tennessee Titans.
You guys get so caught up in all this stuff.
Like names of people who
talked to the quarterback name.
The names don't matter.
Okay.
Performance matters.
There are lots of football experts who will tell you what you want to hear, but only one man.
Some football experts will tell you what you want to hear. Our football expert tells you what you need to know. It's Tommy Tells It Like It Is in the Break Room on WCMF.
Tommy, are you ready?
Let's do it. Waiting to hear me.
Over under 50 total yards.
Total yards.
For Bills running back Ray Davis.
Oh, that kid's an animal.
He exploded onto the scene?
Exploded? Come on. It's an understatement.
Give me a better word then.
I'll get to you.
Okay. He exploded onto the scene as a late injury replacement on Monday night. And in his first ever NFL start, he had 153 total yards, which, by the way, is the most in a game for a rookie so far this season. He was sensational.
Yeah.
Right? And any other year, the Bills would keep riding his hot hand. The problem, if it is a problem, however, they have another really good back. James Cook has been one of the best dual threat running backs in the league this season. He can catch the ball. He can run the ball, too. And we all know how McDermott feels about veterans versus rookies on his roster. Now, Ray Davis is going to get his touches. The question is, one, how healthy is James Cook?
So we don't know.
We don't know. I mean, we thought he was going to play last week, so that leads us to believe that he should be okay today or on Sunday. The second question, how many touches will Ray Davis get? And the third, what will he do with them when he has them? Tommy, when I say total yards, you know what that means, right?
Yeah, running, catching,
okay,
stumbling.
Receiving and rushing.
Mumbling.
Over under 50 total yards for running back Ray Davis.
You tell me Crazy Legs Davis can't get 50 yards when he was destroyed last week and nobody was even thinking about this kid?
All right, so the Titans have a really good run defense, but they're also injured.
Yeah, they're banged up from what I hear.
And James Cook, if he's healthy, he's also going to be rested. He had a week off. Yeah. If he's hot, they're going to ride that hot hand.
But this other kid's hot.
That's the question. So you're confident in 50 total yards for Ray Davis?
50 yards is nothing.
That's a lot. I mean, Ray...
Nothing. He could be the guy, though, that nobody's paying attention to, which we kind of saw last week. You know what I mean?
I don't know how after last week you don't pay attention
Well, but
to
if
him.
You have also have James Cook on the field,
you're going to be looking at both of them. And you're also going to be worried about Josh.
But again, if both of them are on the... You just proved my point. If both of them are on the field and you have to worry about Josh, that means there's a 1 in 3 chance he gains a yard.
All this kid's got to do is break one off, baby.
Yeah, that's not easy to do.
They call him Crazy Legs Breakaway Ray. Ray all the way. That's what I say.
Break a Ray.
I love it. Yeah, of course I'm going to take the over on that.
Don't
he can get 50 stinking yards, not even a half a field.
Okay. So to be clear, you are over.
To be clear.
50 total yards for Bills running back Ray Davis.
Yes.
Okay.
Let's do it, Ray.
Do you run out of rhymes? Everything rhymes with Ray.
Yes, it does.
Over under. 1/2 an interception for Josh Allen.
Oh.
Ladies and gentlemen, we present to you Safe Josh Allen. Well, safer Josh Allen. In 6 games, the man who has been said to be the most turnover-prone quarterback in the NFL has yet to throw an interception.
So he settled down.
Okay, so here's the thing. Right. They love to keep this stat of like interceptable passes, like passes that should have been intercepted but was dropped. It's a stupid stat to keep. He has thrown some balls that could have been picked
Almost
off.
Almost picked off.
Yes, you got it. Now, here's the thing. The Titans' defense is really good. They've actually given up the fewest passing yards of any team so far this season. No quarterback has thrown for over 300 on them. But they're also averaging giving up over 2 touchdown passes a game, and they only have 1 interception all season.
Wait, they've only picked off 1 ball?
You got it. They also are, looks like they could be banged up in the secondary and along the defensive line.
Come on.
This tells us that should be a no-mistake game for Josh. But, Tommy, listen.
Put a blindfold on him.
Kimmy, you can back me up on this.
Yeah.
The NFL is weird. And it would be very Billsy for Josh to get through the great Ravens defense,
yep.
The Jets defense.
Here it comes.
Totally clean, only for him to throw a pick to like the third corner that was an undrafted free agent for Tennessee. Over under, 1/2 an interception for Josh Allen.
So you're saying just one?
One interception
and
it's
I lose.
You lose, yes, you got it. But he hasn't thrown one yet.
I'm going to go. I put my money on Josh Allen.
You put your money on Josh Allen last
2 weeks.
I'm all
in on Josh.
You put him
and
on
Ray.
You put your money on Josh 2 weeks ago to score touchdowns. You missed. You put your money last week on Josh Allen to throw for yardage. You missed.
So you're saying he's no good?
No, that's not what I'm saying.
No, what are you saying?
It's not what I'm saying because Josh was phenomenal last week.
Well, I thought he was amazing.
There will be a point.
Yeah, no quarterback's going to be perfect.
Exactly.
Yeah. I understand.
He's going to throw an interception at some point this season. but you're not confident, even though it's game seven.
Weak-ass hillbilly team.
They're not. The defense is good. Their offense is putrid.
You just said they're banged up and they got one win. How good can they be?
Okay, all of the games that they've lost, with the exception of one, was a one possession game.
But isn't that the entire league is like that?
Funny when I argue that. You go, oh, stupid Bills suck. But when
I'm using your logic.
Are you doing the logic that you said was stupid, stupid? So to be clear.
Let's be clear.
You are under one half an interception for Josh Allen.
That's right.
Okay. Tommy tells it like it is. Coming off of his hot 1-for-4 performance last week, he is 1 for his last 15. He is over 50 total yards for Bills running back Ray Davis. He is under 1/2 an interception for Josh Allen. Are you ready for your third pick?
Oh, I'm very ready.
Over under.
One and one.
Sound like a parrot.
That's what he said.
Over under 1.5 catches for wide receiver Amari Cooper.
Oh, the new guy.
He's the new savior, Tommy.
And he's already practicing.
He practiced yesterday, right?
So I'm on the field, yeah.
Yeah, and he's gonna make
looking
this
good.
He's gonna make this Bills offense work like it used to, right, Kimmy? Mm-hmm. That's what you were telling me. Big body.
Well, I said it can't hurt to have him out there, is my point.
Well, the guy is good.
Okay. Now, this is a weapon like Josh has never had before, a big body wide receiver that can get down the field, right? Mm. But learning an NFL offense is hard. It can take a few weeks to really understand what you're doing out there, and then even after you understand it, you have to have a rapport with the quarterback. Trades for receivers mid-season almost never work out. Mm. And asking him to go out and perform 3 days after he was traded for it's almost an impossibility.
It's what he does for a living all day.
No, I will say this.
His only job is to catch a ball.
I will say this. But there is no guarantee that he plays on Sunday. But the Bills did release a wide receiver already, so that kind of indicates that they'll at least put him in uniform. And it's very possible, being at home, wanting to give the fans a pop.
You gotta give the fans a little treat here.
There could be a handful of plays they throw in the playbook that are very simple to get his feet wet and the fans excited. But we don't know how many of those plays there will be, and there's no guarantee that he even dresses. Tommy, over 1.5 catches for new Bills wide receiver Amari Cooper.
So all he's got to do is catch 2 footballs, period.
Listen to me.
Listen to me.
You're also...
Listen to
you
me.
Also have...
Listen to me. Listen to me.
You also have to bank on the fact that he will dress, because if he doesn't dress, it's a miss.
Yeah.
Oh, what happened? You had a lot to say.
I already saw him in his uniform.
It doesn't mean
he's going to... They already put his name on the jersey.
It doesn't mean he's going to play on Sunday.
You got to get him out
there. You don't have to.
Bit.
No, you don't.
Why would you not test him out against this bunch of these toothless hicks?
Defense is really good in Tennessee. And the rapport with Josh. Josh is a very unique quarterback.
The rapport. Here's the ball. There's your rapport. Catch the goddamn thing.
Okay, so
what, do we got to go have high tea first?
Over, under 1.5. 1.5 catches.
I think kid's going to be out there. You got to give the fans a little flash. It's entertainment, baby.
Out there with 2 catches.
Yeah.
So you're
over. So all I got to get is 2 catches.
Mm-hmm.
And you have to do a goddamn thing with him. He can get a yard, right?
Yeah.
I win.
Yeah. He can lose yardage as long as he can catch.
Oh, my God. This is cake. Cake. And I don't even like cake. This is cake.
All right.
Hey. Hey. Go ahead. Your funeral. Go ahead. Go ahead.
Will you shut up?
Yeah.
Will you shut up?
He's using all of his energy for the day right now.
Yeah, like, did you just have a chocolate bar? What the hell's going on?
I would love a chocolate bar. I get too fat.
The Bills are 9.5-point favorites right now.
Wait, they are?
9.5-point
favorites. Oh, my God.
So here's the thing. We've talked in the past about how big spreads give the Bills trouble. They do not like big spreads, and they cannot lie. And we're not even talking like covering the big spread. Mm. We're talking like win-loss. Like, the Bills have a tendency to lose games when it hits 10 points.
Okay.
It's at 9.5 right now. In fact, as we speak, because I looked this morning.
Did they push to 10?
I'm going
to
look now. Oh, I'm sorry. It's 8.5. We're going to switch that up.
Came down a little bit.
8.5. So
that's still a lot of points.
Bills are 8.5 points.
In this league, yeah. That's like college spreads.
All right. Let's keep in mind, 8.5, still a lot of points to cover, especially on a short week coming off of an emotional game against the Jets.
Oh, so emotional.
Tommy, do the Bills win? And if so, is it by 9 or more?
Well, obviously, I'm thinking the Bills are going to win based on my picks.
Yes, yes.
And my bravado.
Is that what you call it? Not being an obnoxious jackass?
I thought bravado was obnoxious.
No. There's there's bravado is confidence, and like that draws people. Bravado draws people. What you are, you're like a plague of human being when you open your mouth. But go on, I'm sorry.
So what's the question? They're gonna win?
They win.
Okay.
They win.
Bills win. Yeah. And do they win by 9 or more points?
And which would also make it
stupid. No, because if we lead him on, he's gonna make me dead.
All right, so the question is, do they cover?
Yes.
I think they cover. Better.
Okay, all right.
I think they cover
the 8.5.
I'm feeling really confident on this cover.
Okay, so
that would mean you'd really have to have control of this game.
Yeah
9 points. Yeah. That's a lot of points, yeah.
Because you could really push it then.
Uh-huh.
To 10 points.
You could do that.
Then when you're talking now you're in a whole other genre of football.
Uh-huh. Like, what would that be?
Oh, that would be a Rocky Mountain blowout, baby.
Smoky Mountain. The Rocky Mountains.
Bristol Mountain. It's gonna be a Bristol Mountain blowout.
Okay. You're the
Delicate Bill blowout.
You're the dumbest person I've ever met.
And I met your friends.
Okay,
it's a high honor.
I want to be clear again because listeners.
Let's center it up.
Listeners got really upset last week.
Yeah.
Again, you cannot choose blowout, and if the Bills cover, you win. When you throw blowout in there, if the Bills do not blow out the team, that's a loss of a pick.
I got it.
You can just shut up.
Oh.
There is literally nothing to gain.
Mm.
Okay.
Yes.
So you have the Bills winning, you have them covering the 8.5, and you have them winning in a blue.
A Bristol Mountain blowout.
All right. Let's recap all of Tommy's picks. That's Georgia.
You're thinking of Rocky Top, Tennessee.
Tommy is over 50 total yards for Bills running back Ray Davis. He is under 1.5 an interception for quarterback Josh Allen. He is over 1.5 catches for new Bills wide receiver Amari Cooper. He has the Bills winning, covering the 8.5 and winning in a blowout. That'll do it. We have our good buddies from 95.7 The Fan, Mike Danger.
Oh, great, man.
And from the Let's Go Duffalo podcast, Ryan Duffy.
Ryan Duffy?
Yep, they'll be here.
Not so fast. Blowout buddy.
Never see it coming.
Never see the blowout coming, buddy. So I say at the end of this game, based on my predictions, this is a rocking chair bet. This is a rocking chair with cake in your lap kind of a day. I think this will be the most lopsided win of the day. Will be the Bills
of all the games
of
going
all
on.
The games of that day.
Okay,
this will be the most lopsided blowout of the day.
Hmm.
What are we in week 7?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
I do want to keep in mind.
I do keep in mind. Yes.
That
let's do our calculations, sir.
The New England Patriots travel to London to play the Jacksonville Jaguars. Now Jacksonville's bad.
Two suck ass teams.
Jacksonville's been in.
You sucking butt in London.
What are the worst Warren Zevon songs of all time?
Little old lady got mutilated last.
Bills Titans 1:00 live right here on 96.5 WCMF. But it's so much more fun to watch the game.
Oh yeah, get out and about, man. Mingle.
Unless you're watching it with this guy, Tommy's going to be hanging out at the Bill Grace Tap Room in Chi-Lai.
Mm-hmm.
Delicious food, fantastic drink, which is enough to override whatever the hell that is. Go watch a man in zip-up dingo boots pretend to enjoy football. Go hang out with Tommy at the Bill Grace Tap Room in Chi-Lai Sunday, 1:00, with your friends from 96.5 WCMF. You broke your winless streak last week.
Yeah.
With a super cool 1-for-4 week.
I'm about to go on a run here, bro.
Okay. Again, I will let the folks listening to the show know who do use Tommy's picks to gamble. Tommy admitted this morning he does not know a single player. On the Tennessee Titans.
You guys get so caught up in all this stuff.
Like names of people
who told you the quarterback name.
The names don't matter.
Okay.
Performance matters.
There are lots of football experts who will tell you what you want to hear, but only one man.
Some football experts will tell you what you want to hear. Our football expert tells you what you need to know. It's Tommy Tells It Like It Is in the Break Room on WCMF.
Tommy, are you ready?
Let's do it. Waiting to hear it.
Over under 50 total yards.
Total yards.
For Bills running back Ray Davis.
Oh, that kid's an animal.
He exploded onto the scene.
Exploded. Come on. That's an understatement.
Give me a better word then.
I'll get to you.
Okay. He exploded onto the scene as a late injury replacement on Monday night. And in his first ever NFL start, he had 153 total yards, which, by the way, is the most in a game for a rookie so far this season. He was sensational.
Yeah.
Right? And any other year, the Bills would keep riding his hot hand. The problem, if it is a problem, however, they have another really good back. James Cook has been one of the best dual threat running backs in the league this season. He can catch the ball. He can run the ball, too. And we all know how McDermott feels about veterans versus rookies on his roster. Now, Ray Davis is going to get his touches. The question is, one, how healthy is James Cook?
So we don't know.
We don't know. I mean, we thought he was going to play last week, so that leads us to believe that he should be okay today or on Sunday. The second question, how many touches will Ray Davis get? And the third, what will he do with them when he has them? Tommy, when I say total yards, you know what that means, right?
Yeah, running, catching,
okay,
stumbling.
Receiving and rushing.
Mumbling.
Over under 50 total yards for running back Ray Davis.
You tell me Crazy Legs Davis can't get 50 yards when he was destroyed last week and nobody was even thinking about this kid?
All right, so the Titans have a really good run defense, but they're also injured.
Yeah, they're banged up from what I hear.
And James Cook, if he's healthy, he's also going to be rested. He had a week off. Yeah. If he's hot, they're going to ride that hot hand.
But the center gets hot.
That's the question. So you're confident in 50 total yards for Ray Davis?
50 yards is nothing.
That's a lot. I mean, Ray...
Nothing.
He could be the guy, though, that nobody's paying attention to, which we kind of saw last week. You know what I mean?
I don't know how after last week you don't pay attention
Well, but
to
if
him.
You have also have James Cook on the field,
you're going to be looking at both of them. And you're also going to be worried about Josh.
But again, if both of them are on the... You just proved my point. If both of them are on the field and you have to worry about Josh, that means there's a 1 in 3 chance he gains a yard.
All this kid's got to do is break one off, baby.
Yeah, that's not easy to do.
They call him Crazy Legs Breakaway Ray. Ray, Ray, all the way. That's what I say.
Break a Ray?
Break a Ray, I love it. Yeah, of course I'm going to take the over on that.
Don't
he can get 50 stinking yards, not even a half a field.
Okay, so to be clear... You are over.
To be clear.
50 total yards for Bills running back Ray Davis.
Yes.
Okay.
Let's do it, Ray.
Do you run out of rhymes? Everything rhymes with Ray.
Yes, it does.
Over under. 1/2 an interception for Josh Allen.
Oh.
Ladies and gentlemen, we present to you Safe Josh Allen. Well, safer Josh Allen. In 6 games, the man who has been said to be the most turnover-prone quarterback in the NFL has yet to throw an interception.
So he settled down.
Okay, so here's the thing. Right. They love to keep this stat of like interceptable passes, like passes that should have been intercepted but was dropped. It's a stupid stat to keep. He has thrown some balls that could have been picked
almost
off.
Almost picked off.
Yes, you got it. Now, here's the thing. The Titans' defense is really good. They've actually given up the fewest passing yards of any team so far this season. No quarterback has thrown for over 300 on them. But they're also averaging giving up over 2 touchdown passes a game, and they only have 1 interception all season.
Wait, they've only picked off 1 ball?
You got it. They also are, looks like they could be banged up in the secondary and along the defensive line.
Come on.
This tells us that should be a no-mistake game for Josh. But, Tommy, listen.
Put a blindfold on him.
Kimmy, you can back me up on this.
Yeah.
The NFL is weird. And it would be very Billsy for Josh to get through the great Ravens defense,
yep.
The Jets defense.
Here it comes.
Totally clean, only for him to throw a pick to like the third corner that was an undrafted free agent for Tennessee. Over under, 1/2 an interception for Josh Allen.
So you're saying just one?
One interception
and
it's
I lose.
You lose, yes, you got it. But he hasn't thrown one yet.
I'm going to go. I put my money on Josh Allen.
You put your money on Josh Allen the last
2 weeks.
I'm all
in on Josh.
You put him
and
on
Ray.
You put your money on Josh 2 weeks ago to score touchdowns. You missed. You put your money last week on Josh Allen to throw for yardage. You missed.
So you're saying he's no good?
No, that's not what I'm saying.
Oh, what are you saying?
It's not what I'm saying because Josh was phenomenal last week.
Well, I thought he was amazing.
There will be a point.
Yeah, no quarterback's going to be perfect.
Exactly.
Yeah. I understand.
He's going to throw an interception at some point this season. But you're not confident, even though it's game 7.
Weak-ass hillbilly team.
They're not. The defense is good. Their offense is putrid.
You just told me they're banged up and they got 1 win. How good can they be?
Okay, all of the games that they've lost, with the exception of 1, was a 1 possession game.
But isn't that the entire league is like that?
It's funny when I argue that. You go, stupid Bills suck. But when
Why are you using your logic?
Are you doing the logic that you said was stupid, stupid? So to be clear.
Let's be clear.
You are under
1/2
an interception for Josh Allen.
That's right.
Okay. Tommy tells it like it is. Coming off of his hot 1-for-4 performance last week, he has 1 for his last 15. He is over 50 total yards for Bills running back Ray Davis. He is under 1.5 an interception for Josh Allen. Are you ready for your third pick?
Oh, I'm very ready.
Over under. One and one.
Sound like a parrot.
That's what he said.
Over under 1.5 catches for wide receiver Amari Cooper.
Oh, the new guy.
He's the new savior, Tommy.
And he's already practicing.
He practiced yesterday, right?
So I'm on the field, yeah.
Yeah, and he's gonna make
looking
this
good.
He's gonna make this Bills offense work like it used to, right, Kimmy? Mm-hmm. That's what you were telling me. Big body.
Well, I said it can't hurt to have him out there, is my point.
Well, the guy is good.
Okay. Now, this is a weapon like Josh has never had before, a big body wide receiver that can get down the field, right? Mm. But learning an NFL offense is hard. It can take a few weeks to really understand what you're doing out there, and then even after you understand it, you have to have a rapport with the quarterback. Trades for receivers midseason almost never work out. Mm. And asking him to go out and perform 3 days after he was traded for it's almost an impossibility.
It's what he does for a living all day.
No, I will say this.
His only job is to catch a ball.
I will say this. There is no guarantee that he plays on Sunday. But the Bills did release a wide receiver already, so that kind of indicates that they'll at least put him in uniform. And it's very possible, being at home, wanting to give the fans a pop.
You gotta give the fans a little treat here.
There could be a handful of plays they throw in the playbook that are very simple to get his feet wet and the fans excited. But we don't know how many of those plays there will be, and there's no guarantee that he even dresses. Tommy, over 1.5 catches for new Bills wide receiver Amari Cooper.
So all he's got to do is catch 2 footballs, period.
Listen to me.
Listen to me.
You're also...
Listen to
you
me.
You also have...
Listen to me. Listen to me.
You also have to bank on the fact that he will dress, because if he doesn't dress, it's a miss.
Yeah.
Oh, what happened? You had a lot to say.
I already saw him in his uniform.
It doesn't
they already put his name on the jersey.
It doesn't mean he's going to play on Sunday.
You got to get him out
you
there.
You don't have to.
Bit.
No, you don't.
Why would you not test him out against this bunch of these toothless hicks?
Defense is really good in Tennessee. And the rapport with Josh. Josh is a very unique quarterback.
The rapport. Here's the ball. There's your rapport. Catch the goddamn thing.
Okay, so
what do we got to go have high tea first?
Over under 1.5. 1.5 catches.
I think kid's going to be out there. You got to give the fans a little flash. It's entertainment, baby.
Out there with 2 catches.
Yeah.
So you're
all I got to get is 2 catches.
Mm-hmm.
And you have to do a goddamn thing with him. And get a yard, right?
Yeah.
I win.
Yeah. He can lose yardage as long as he can catch.
Oh, my God. This is cake. Cake. And I don't even like cake. This is cake.
All right.
Hey. Hey. Go ahead. Your funeral. Go ahead. Go ahead.
Will you shut up?
Yeah.
Will you shut up?
He's using all of his energy for the day right now.
Yeah, did you just have a chocolate bar? What the hell's going on?
I would love a chocolate bar. I get too fat.
The Bills are 9.5-point favorites right now.
Wait, they are?
9.5-point
favorites. Oh, my God.
So here's the thing. We've talked in the past about how big spreads give the Bills trouble. They do not like big spreads, and they cannot lie. And we're not even talking like covering the big spread. We're talking like win-loss. Like, the Bills have a tendency to lose games when it hits 10 points.
Okay.
It's at 9.5 right now. In fact, as we speak, because I looked this morning.
Did they push to 10?
I'm going to look now. Oh, I'm sorry. It's 8.5. We're going to switch that up.
Came down a little bit.
8.5. So
that's still a lot of points.
Bills are 8.5 points.
In this league, yeah. That's like college spreads.
All right. Let's keep in mind, 8.5, still a lot of points to cover, especially on a short week coming off of an emotional game against the Jets.
Oh, so emotional.
Tommy, do the Bills win? And if so, is it by 9 or more?
Well, obviously, I'm thinking the Bills are going to win based on my picks.
Yes, yes.
And my bravado.
Is that what you call it? Not being an obnoxious jackass?
I thought bravado was obnoxious.
No. There's bravado is confidence, and like that draws people. Bravado draws people. What you are, like a plague of human being when you open your mouth. But go on, I'm sorry.
So what's the question? They're going to win?
They win.
Okay.
They win.
Bills win.
Yeah.
And do they win by 9 or more points?
And which would also make it...
Stupid. No, because if we lead him on, he's going to make me dead.
All right, so the question is, do they cover?
Yes.
I think they cover, Pat.
Okay,
all
right.
I do think they cover
the 8.5.
I'm feeling really confident on this cover.
Okay, so.
Because that would mean you'd really have to have control of this game.
Yeah 9 points. Yeah. That's a lot of points, yeah.
Because you could really push it then.
Uh-huh.
To 10. To 10 points.
You could do that.
Then when you're talking a whole, now you're in a whole other genre of football.
Uh-huh. Like, what would that be?
Oh, that would be a Rocky Mountain blowout, baby.
Smoky Mountain. The Rocky Mountains. What?
Bristol Mountain. It's going to be a Bristol Mountain blowout.
But what? Okay. You're the dumb,
Delicate Bill blowout.
You're the dumbest person I've ever met.
And I met your friends.
Okay.
It's a high honor.
I want to be clear again because listeners
let's center it up.
Listeners got really upset last week.
Yeah.
Again, you cannot choose blowout, and if the Bills cover, you win. When you throw blowout in there, if the Bills do not blow out the team, that's a loss of a pick.
I got it.
You can just shut up. There is literally nothing to gain.
Mm.
Okay.
Yes.
So you have the Bills winning, you have them covering the 8.5, and you have them winning in a blue.
A Bristol Mountain blowout.
All right. Let's recap all of Tommy's picks. That's Georgia.
You're thinking of Rocky Top, Tennessee.
Tommy is over 50 total yards for Bills running back Ray Davis. He is under 1.5 an interception for quarterback Josh Allen. He is over 1.5 catches for new Bills wide receiver Amari Cooper. He has the Bills winning, covering the 8.5 and winning in a blah. That'll do it. We have our good buddies from 95.7 The Fan, Mike Danger.
Oh, great, man.
And from the Let's Go Duffalo podcast, Ryan Duffy.
Ryan Duffy?
Yep, they'll be here.
Not so fast. Blowout buddy.
Never see it coming.
Never see the blowout coming, buddy. So I say at the end of this game, based on my predictions, this is a rocking chair bet. This is a rocking chair with cake in your lap kind of a day. I think this will be the most lopsided win of the day. Will be the Bills
of the day.
Of all the games
of
going on.
All the games of that day.
Okay.
This will be the most lopsided blowout of the day.
Hmm.
What are we, in week 7?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
I do want to keep in mind.
I do keep in mind.
That the.
Let's do our calculations, sir.
The New England Patriots travel to London to play the Jacksonville Jaguars. Now, Jacksonville's bad.
Two suck ass teams.
Jacksonville's been in.
You sucking butt in London.
What are the worst Warren Zevon songs of all time?
Little old lady got mutilated last night.
Okay. Go on, Kevin.
I love how you actually thought about that, too. They're sucking butt.
They butt sucking.
Oh, my God. Shut up. Yeah, I mean, I'm looking at the games. I'm trying to think what game would be a blowout here. A blow. I mean, you got the Jets playing the Steelers. That's pretty tight.
Well, hold on. They had the highest point spread of probably any game.
Probably. Sunday. Did you look?
Don't
at
have
it?
To.
It's got
to
be close.
If you got a pro team, it's got a 9-point spread. That's probably the biggest spread of the day.
Eagles, Giants. That's got a potential for a blowout.
What's the spread?
I don't have the spread in front of me right here.
What are you looking at then?
Well, no, I'm looking at team potential blowout games here. And Texans, Packers could be probably going to be close. Falcons, Seahawks probably going to be close. Yeah, that might be a good bonus pick.
Not your worst.
Oh.
I said might be.
Ah.
Okay. So your bonus pick is that the widest margin of victory is the Bills over the Titans on Sunday.
Yes, I do.
Okay. Mike Danger, 95.7 The Fan from the Let's Go Duffalo podcast. Ryan Duffy, just after 9 o'clock to recap all those picks. Here are the break room on CMF.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Have you ever wondered what it's like to experience something paranormal, supernatural? or unexplainable? Join host Jack Wagner on the podcast Otherworld as he explores spine-chilling real stories shared by everyday people who have experienced something unexplainable. Listen each week for first-person testimony from people who have come face-to-face with something that can't just be explained away. Listen and follow Otherworld, an Odyssey podcast. Available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts!
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
It's better over here.
AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free, all on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Pay off up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.